Pastor Justin. Palm Sunday, Sunday morning. It's good to be with you all. Just getting everybody ready for worship. This is my house, 28 Mile Road in Mound area, Washington Township. I got three of my kids out here shooting hoops already in the morning. You can see the dogs running around in the backyard. Why don't we get started? Let's go into the house and begin our worship time this morning together. Well, welcome to my home. I'm Justin Krupski, pastor at Trinity Lutheran Church in Utica, Michigan, and welcome to our online worship service. Certainly, this is not ideal, but yet we are blessed to be able to have an opportunity like this where we can gather all around Metro Detroit, all around the United States, all around the world online today to gather around God's Word, His truth, especially today as we begin Holy Week together on a day that those who've gone before us have called Palm Sunday. And so I am so excited to be with you to worship. Today at the end of our worship time, Allison Carr, our children's minister at Trinity, our family life minister at Trinity, she's put together a children's message. And so for families with young kids like my family, certainly I don't know what your kids are up to right now. I pray they're worshiping with you. But after our time, right, gather them up, keep them focused. There's going to be a great object lesson to help kids really relate to what we're going to be talking about this Palm Sunday. So that's coming at the end. As we begin our time, certainly it's always great to begin with prayer, so let's bow our heads and say a prayer together. God, we begin in your name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for a moment like this where we can worship you, we can give you our attention, and we can receive from you your word. As we are in something that those who've gone before us call Holy Week, we understand that this is Holy Week. This is a week that has been true, that in an ever-changing world, Lord, you showed us the unchanging truth of who you are and what truth really is. And so captivate us once again this Palm Sunday, not just this Palm Sunday, but Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter. Remind us that even though everything is changing around us, you are not changing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So as we begin our time, let's go into God's Word together. His comfort food for us. We're going to go into the Gospel of Luke, and we're going to read about what took place during the triumphal entry, what we call nowadays Palm Sunday. So it says in verse 28 of Luke chapter 19, this is the NIV 1984 translation, in case you're wondering, it's just the scriptures, I grew up the translation. So it says, after Jesus had said this, right, Jesus said a lot of teaching, so it's just a parable, right, he's just with Zacchaeus, the parable of the minas, and so please continue to hear the red letters of Jesus. But after Jesus had said this, he went on ahead of them going up to Jerusalem. Right? Jerusalem, the place that he was focused on, he was intent on. His eyes were set towards Jerusalem, towards this Holy Week. And so going up to Jerusalem, as he approached Bethpage and Bethany, at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it, tell him the Lord needs it. Then those who were sent ahead went and found it, just as he had told them, right? Jesus always speaking truth. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked him, why are you untying the colt? They replied, the Lord needs it. Jesus needs it. And then they brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. We also know, according to other Gospels, that people actually spread palm branches on the ground too. It says, when he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen, and certainly a lot of miracles Jesus brought to show us that heaven is for real. And certainly to keep us focused on the main thing, right? The forgiveness of sins, as Jesus says, right? I'm going to do this. I'm going to perform this miracle so that you know I have the authority to forgive sins. But all the miracles. I think about the Gospel of John, right? John says that there wouldn't be enough libraries to contain all the books of all the miracles and the teachings of Jesus. But people are praising God in a loud voice on that triumphal entry, that Palm Sunday. And here's what they are saying. Singing. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And so some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, teacher, rebuke your disciples. Right? Tell them to be quiet. And Jesus said back to them, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out. And so as we begin our worship time together, we want to go into Bree's home, and she's going to sing this great Palm Sunday song, echoing those words that were sung long ago, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Let's go to Bree's house, and let's join her in singing this great song of our faith. Into that truth of Palm Sunday with the word Hosanna, singing that to God in the highest. And may that song, those lyrics be true for all of us today. And so what I want to do on this Palm Sunday as we begin Holy Week together, as we continue to talk about the essentials of our faith, is consider what Jesus said when he said, if they keep quiet, the rocks will cry out. Right? The disciples before us were singing songs, and certainly when we unpack Palm Sunday, if you've been around a church throughout the course of your life, you've probably heard preachers, teachers talk about how people had a misunderstanding of what Jesus was really all about. Right? That they weren't singing to him with the right intentions. Right? They wanted him to just save them from the tyranny that existed and just put an end to evil. Right? But Jesus, right, was there for different reasons, and certainly he was saving us from the true enemy, from sin, death, and the devil. And I pray that as we go through Holy Week together, that we will have a true understanding of our unchanging God and the truths that he wants to captivate us with during Holy Week. But today what I want to do is talk about singing and the power. This is an essential teaching of our faith, and so that's why people are singing to Jesus. Right, that's why Jesus said, keep singing, otherwise rocks will cry out. And so I don't know where you are in your relationship with God when it comes to singing. Certainly what we're doing right now with worship online, this is a little bit different. I think some of us are much more comfortable singing in our homes as we are led through songs. Some of us, not so much. Right? Some of us are more comfortable singing in big gatherings with others, just caught up in the song. Some of us just like to sing in the shower. Some of us like to sing in the car. Right? I do think all of us like to sing, even though some of us might not admit it, but we all like to sing because there's something true about us as children of God. He's put inside of us a truth and the power of singing and how this works everything out in our relationship with God and just how we express ourselves as humans with truth and with emotion. There's something so beautiful about a song and about being able to lift up our voices. And so I want to go to a couple scriptures with you today on this Palm Sunday as we try to join with those who have gone before us as they sang to Jesus. And certainly I pray that our words that we sing, and we're going to have an opportunity to sing a little bit, that they are truth, that we understand who our Savior is, and that we praise Him for the right reasons. And so there's a scripture that I love. It comes from 2 Chronicles, old school, Old Testament time. And it's a guy about named Jehoshaphat. So who doesn't love a story with a man named Jehoshaphat? As you go through the story, you see as the Lord's children are going into enemy territory, as there's a battle being waged, God says, send the musicians to the front line of the battle. And think about it. Why would God do that? And again, it's in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And so it says this in verse 21. After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise Him for the splendor of His holiness as they went out at the head of the army singing, give thanks to the Lord, for His love endures forever. It says in verse 22, as they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. Right, think about this. This is a central truth of our faith, singing, praising God. And in this text, right, we see that singing is a weapon against the enemy. So I don't know where you are in your faith. I don't know how you're feeling about the world that we live in right now or what other battles are going on internally or around you in your own life. Right? But the truth that Jesus showed us and taught us is that the enemy is real. Satan is real. Darkness is real. Sin is real. Right? And right here it's saying, if you want to fight, if you want to be in the battle and not just be disengaged on the sideline, right? If you just don't want to be passive, you actually want to be assertive and active in your faith, right? Singing, praising God is an actual weapon. I don't know how many of us think about it that way, but this is a weapon for us. And certainly in a time like this, us to be able to lift our voices, to join with those who've gone before us and just say, Hosanna, Hosanna to you, Jesus. You are the highest king. You are the king of all kings. Right? Huge truth here. Huge truth. I want to go into the book of Acts. The book of Acts together. I love this story. School chapel at Trinity Lutheran Church. It's actually on YouTube. You can check it out. Andrew Brazero, a youth minister, has been leading those. Josh, who many of you know, he'll be singing a little bit, has been singing some songs, going through our day school chapel. But Andrew shared this text with our students just a couple weeks ago. Last week was his chapel on this. And this is where Paul and Silas, two disciples of Jesus, they're put into prison, literally locked up in chains. And it says this, as they were in prison about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying, and not just praying, they were singing hymns to God and the other prisoners were listening to them, suddenly there was such a violent earthquake that the foundation of the prisons were shaken. At once all the prison doors flew open and everybody's chains came loose. All right, certainly that is a moment in time, a miraculous miracle specifically for that situation. We see that people are saved through that if you read that story in Acts chapter 16. But again, there's an essential truth there. Right? There's power in singing. Power against the enemy. Right? When we feel locked up behind closed doors, if we feel in isolation, right, God is with us and we get to lift up our voices and sing these psalms. Right? The scriptures are full of songs. That's why the people of God have been singing songs, writing songs, for expressing God's truth. And certainly in a time like this, this is an essential part of our faith that we would sing. That we would sing. So in the book of Ephesians, we hear this as we let this truth sink in. It says in verse 19, chapter 5, verse 19, Ephesians, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. Always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Right? There's a command from the very beginning for disciples of Jesus, right? To sing, to encourage one another. Not just in the battle, but in the good times and the bad times, to sing and to sing about these blessings that God has given to us. To get caught up with heaven, all those that are singing, and certainly heaven's not just about singing, but certainly there's a lot of singing going on in heaven. I can't wait to get there and join with the choirs of the angels and all those that have gone before us and just sing my heart out to my Savior. I can't wait to get there. Right, but certainly we get little bits of heaven here, and again, certainly heaven's more than just a song. Right? Life is more than just a song, but song, singing to God, praising Him, is an essential part of our faith. And I would say this, I'm going to say this, I've said this to myself, I've said this to others throughout my life, people have said this to me. Right? When you don't feel like singing, when you don't feel like praising God, that's when you need to sing. That's when you need to praise God. Let me say that again. When you don't feel like singing, that is the time where you need to sing. Right? There's something deep, something rich when it comes to our faith. And again, Jesus said, right, on that Palm Sunday, right, as we begin Holy Week, if you don't sing, right, the rocks are going to sing. That sounds silly, right? But Jesus is saying there's power in singing and that we cannot stop even when we don't feel like it. Right? We need to keep it going. We need to just express truths to God about God, these promises that have been passed down to us. And I want to say this, Holy Week, right? Jesus was super intentional, very intentional, read through the Gospels. He was intentional, right? Beginning on Palm Sunday, even before that, he knew what he was needing to do. And I would say this, right? Because of Jesus, because of what he did that Holy Week, as we go through it, right, we know what he did on Monday, Thursday, washed his disciples' feet, right, instituted communion, went to the Garden of Gethsemane, right, Peter denied him, he went into that trial Friday, the trial continued, right, finally on Friday, we call it Good Friday, he went to the cross, then Easter morning, right, rose again from the dead, right, and I would say this, Jesus is worth it, right, when Jenny and I were dating, and even sometimes I just want to break out in a song and sing to her, sing about her. I love love songs, right? She didn't like country music when we first started dating, and then I introduced her to country music. That was the first time we kissed to a country song, first time we danced to a country song. So I was trying to give her some love of country music, but what I was doing is really I was expressing, Jenny, you are worth it. I love you. You are worthy of me singing a song, even though I'm a horrible singer. I got cut from the 7th grade choir at St. Luke Clinton Township. There's reasons why I got cut, but part of the reason my voice was cracking, my voice still cracks. But I love to sing. I love to sing. Right? And not just to Jenny, right? To the one who is truly worthy, the one who is perfect. Right? I love my wife very much, right? But does she complete me? No. Right? Only Jesus is the one who completes me. Jesus is my true peace, and he is the one who is truly worthy to sing to because of what he's done for me. Not just me, I pray that you know he's done it for you. Right, he's worth singing to. Think about that. And the truth about him being worth it, Holy Week tells us that we're worth it. we're worth it, right? There's a verse behind my head from Zephaniah that says that he's singing over us. And I don't know if you know this or not, but this is the gospel message, that you and I are worth what Jesus did for us. The price of his blood, the suffering and death, right? We were worth it, right? That's how much value God has for us. That's how precious and wonderfully we are in God's eyes. You're worth it. You're worth it. For all those times, right, that you and I have messed up, where we haven't lifted our voice to him, where when we feel like it, we don't do it, and we don't feel like it, right? He still says you're worthy. You're worthy. That doesn't make sense to me. Right? But when God, when he weighs up the scales, right, you and I are worthy every time. Right? Yes, he died once and for all, but he would do it again if he had to. He doesn't have to. He did it once. He did it once, and that's because you're worth it. And I pray that you know that. Right? But you're worth, right? It comes from him. It comes from him. I pray that you know that. It comes from what he says about you. Right? You're his forgiven child, his son, and his daughter. And that's what Holy Week's all about. That's why he entered into Jerusalem on a donkey. Right? Not in all power and glory and might, but humbly. He came in humble as a sacrificial servant, right? Ready to submit himself. We're going to talk about that Thursday. And he did that for you and for me. And certainly our only response to that, our main response to that, right, is to worship him. And certainly worship is more than just a song, but he's given us an opportunity to sing to him. And there's a song of our faith called Praise Your Name. I was introduced to it a few weeks ago, actually a couple months ago. And it's a song that talks about, I'm going to sing my way out of the valley. I'm going to sing my way out of the darkness. Right? And as a truth of our faith, because again, singing is a weapon. And so as we wrap up our time this Palm Sunday, as we live in the truth that he is worth it, and that he said we're worth it, let's sing our voices, let's lift our voices up to him. And so we're going to go to Riley's house. Some of you might not know this song. Again, after our service today, you can rewind, you can listen. But let the song be sung over you if you don't know it. If you want to just join us and just sing in a song, it's called Praise Your Name. So let's go to Riley's house and let's worship God together. He is worth it.
Darkness is fading. Walls of fear, brick by brick, will come down. Your light will shine, lifting me out of the shadows. Here and now, I know where my breakthrough is found. I'm gonna sing my way out of the valley. I'm gonna shout my way up to the mountain. I will take hold of the truth of the promise. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. And I'm gonna push through till every light crumbles. I'm gonna dance in the midst of the rain. I'm gonna rest in the arms of the Father. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise your name. There's a sound from within me. philosophies that demand my attention. You have to bow, oh, you have to bow. Fear and depression, shame and confusion. You have to bow, oh, you have to bow. All the things that demand my attention. You have to bow, oh, you have to bow. Fear and depression, shame and confusion. I will take hold of the truth of your promise. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I'm gonna push through till every light crumbles. I'm gonna dance in the midst of the rain. I'm gonna rest in the arms of the Father. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise your.
Thank you, Riley, for leading us in that great song. I pray that we continue to lift our voices. We're going to have some more moments right now. It's Palm Sunday, so let's just continue to worship God. But before we go into Josh Britton's home, he's going to lead us in a song called Blessed Be Your Name. I do want to mention during this time of worship, right, we have an opportunity to give an offering out of our faith in God, to say, God, I trust you. I believe in you. Everything I have is yours. Even in the time of uncertainty, you are still certain. You do provide for me. So certainly our offerings are a statement of our faith in God, that we trust in Him. And certainly our offerings are an opportunity for us just to give to a worthy cause, and that is sharing Christ's story of love. And so if you want to give, you can give a lot of different ways financially to the ministries of Trinity. You can text 797979, the word Trinity, and that will set you up into our online giving. You can go to our website and click on the Give tab. You can give directly to the church, you can mail it in, or you can just hang on to your gifts, because I'm sure we're going to be getting back together hopefully sooner than later, and you can just bring your offerings in then. But however you like to give, we just encourage you to do that by faith, and certainly we do want to partner with you in the ministries that God is doing through us, not just someday, but right now. He's working through Trinity in some amazing ways. And now what I want to do is go into a time of prayer. I hope you got our e-news. If you're not getting our e-news at Trinity, you want to, you can just reach out to the church office. You can call us. You can get on our e-news. That's just our way of communicating. When we send out our e-news, there's always the prayers of the people. So a lot of people are being prayed for. We have prayer warriors. I know a lot of you already opening it up. You get the prayers in there. And so I'm going to give us some silent moments together in our homes where we can pray for people in need. And again, if you have the e-news, pull out that during the course of this week and certainly pray for those who are asking us to pray for them. And so let's bow our heads and let's pray together. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that you showed us who you are in Jesus. And we thank you for your spirit that's reminding us of the teachings, or your spirit that is engaging our hearts and our minds, your spirit that is the great counselor and the comforter. And so we know your spirit's interceding for us, and your spirit's giving us words in this moment as we come before you in our intimate relationship with you from our homes into your home. And so we do approach your throne of grace with confidence because of what Jesus has done for us. Or in this time, we thank you for Palm Sunday, a day where we are reminded to lift our voices to you, maybe even lift palm branches to you, or whatever that might look like, just to cry out to you. Because if we don't, the rocks will cry out, and we want to cry out to you. And so we do confess, Lord, there are some times where we haven't felt like singing, and then we just didn't sing. Lord, so we confess that to you. And we thank you again that your mercies are new every morning, that even though we've stopped singing to you, you've never stopped singing over us. Lord, you love us, and you exalt over us. We don't even know what that means, but you're singing a fight song over us as you encourage us. So may we continue to learn to worship you. But in this moment, we've been praying and we're going to keep praying for medical professionals, for government leaders, for spiritual leaders. Lord, that there be wisdom, that there be discernment. Lord, that you keep everybody healthy. And for those that are sick right now, not just with the COVID-19 virus, Lord, but with other illnesses, Lord, we lift them to you and just ask that you would give them comfort. And we do pray for them that, Lord, they would be able to sing to you, Lord, through the pain, that they would sing to you, that they would live out their faith through song. Lord, give them a song to sing, and may they lift their voices to you. Jesus, from our homes right now, we know you hear our silent prayers. So there's a lot of needs all around us. So we're going to lift up specific names, specific needs to you right now in this silent moment in our homes. Jesus, we know our prayer time doesn't end right now, so we get to pray to you continually throughout the course of this day. Lord, you told us you wanted your house to be a house of prayer. Lord, your people are the house. The house isn't a building. Lord, that your people be a people of prayer. So continue to teach us how to pray. And you did teach us how to pray, so we join together praying that prayer that Jesus taught us. And as we recognize that we are one family, we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Now let's go to Josh Britton's house right now, and he's going to teach and he's going to lead us in a song called Blessed Be Your Name.
Well, thank you again for joining us in worship, and thank you, Pastor Justin, for those amazing words. You know, sometimes worship is easy when everything is going right in our life, when we're joyful. It's easy to worship God. Maybe praise just seems secondary, right? But when things are hard, when we don't feel like singing, as Scripture says, sometimes it's actually a sacrifice of praise, right? Where maybe it causes us to have a sacrifice on our part in order to praise God for who he is and what he's worthy of. So wherever you find yourself today, it's okay. But I invite you to sing with me regardless so that we can bless the name of the Lord. Because through the valleys, through the highs, through the lows, God is the same. And so that's why we worship him. So let's worship Jesus. Let's lift our voices in singing. Blessed be the name of the Lord this morning. Won't you join me in singing? Here we go.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place. Though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. May every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
So thank you, Josh, and I just encourage us all to continue to sing, just like Job sang long ago, blessed be your name. Right? You give and you take away, but I am still going to praise your name in a way that we continue to lift our voices up as we profess our faith, not in song, but in word. And so we have the Apostles' Creed passed down from those long ago, today into this moment, not just us here in this online worship, but in all online worships, we're all confessing the same faith and the faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. Let's say this together. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and now sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Amen. We want to do one more song this Palm Sunday. This song is called the Doxology, and it's Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so let's sing this song together. We're going to go to Josh's home and let's just belt this out. If you haven't been singing yet, let's sing. Let's do this. Even if you don't feel like it, let's just do it now from our homes. Let's lift our voices up to heaven and join with all those who've gone before us. Just sing about who our God is and the blessings that he gives to us. So let's go to Josh's home.
I made myself outside looking for those kiddos, because as we wrap up our time together, we're going to give a children's message. Allison Carr is going to have that for all of us families with our kids, so make sure you go grab them. Thank you so much for joining me and just worshiping God, for singing that doxology with me, because God is a God of blessings, and may we continue to see those even in the midst of the darkness. May we continue to lift our voices so that the rocks don't need to cry out. May we continue to cry out, lifting our hearts and our minds and our souls and just giving God what He deserves. That is our praise. And so don't forget, you can play back these messages. You can play back the songs. And you can certainly share these with your friends and your family as we share Christ's story of love together, as we continue to let His light shine through us in the darkness to the world. And we hope to see you Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday. Certainly, if you got questions, call up the church office, check out the website. But as we depart from this time, heading into our children's message time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His favor upon you and give you His peace. After the children's message time, get out and enjoy a nice day today with the family and God's creation. Again, God's blessings. Have a great week. We hope to see you this Thursday.
Good morning, boys and girls. Happy Palm Sunday. I have a question for you today. How many of you have a pet at home? Well, I don't know about you, but we have a couple pets here at the Carr House. First, we have an orange tabby cat, and his name is Cheddar. He's running around here somewhere. But I actually just got a brand new pet for our house here, and Mr. Carr hasn't even seen it yet. But I got a brand new pet, and I'm really excited about it. Do you mind if I show you? You don't? Awesome. All right. This is our new pet. Her name is Pebbles. Isn't Pebbles so cute? What? Are you disappointed? Did you think it was going to be an actual animal? Well, this is my pet rock named Pebbles. Would you like a pet rock? Well, I think I know what you're thinking. Rocks don't make very good pets. Could I play fetch with Pebbles? Probably not. Can Pebbles roll over? Could I cuddle up with Pebbles? Well, I could, but it wouldn't be very comfortable. See, rocks don't make very good pets. One more question for you. Can rocks make noises? Well, what if I was to tell you that there was one time when rocks almost started shouting and singing? Well, in our gospel lesson today, Jesus is on His way to Jerusalem, riding on a donkey with His disciples, when all of a sudden a crowd of people along with the disciples started shouting and singing praises, singing Hosanna! Well, those people were praising Him because they thought Jesus was there to rescue them from the Holy Roman Empire. What they didn't realize is that Jesus was there to save them from so much more: sin, death, and the devil. Well, as they were walking along, a bunch of the religious leaders started rebuking Jesus, telling Him that He needed to tell the people to be quiet. But Jesus said, "Even if I told them to be quiet, the rocks on the ground would start shouting and singing praises." Now, my pet rock doesn't do much of anything, and that's okay, but Jesus deserves our praises. I'd hate it if my rock started praising Jesus because I wasn't willing to. What about you? Would you rather sing and shout praises to Jesus rather than rely on the rocks to do it? Well, I sure would. And there are a lot of ways we can praise the Lord. We can play instruments. We can dance. And we can sing praises to Him.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
There is no one way and no right way to praise Jesus. You don't have to be the best singer or the best dancer or even the best at playing an instrument, as long as we use our voices, our words, and our actions to show that Jesus is our Savior. So, how are you going to praise Him today? If you didn't have the chance to, but you still want to, there is a palm branch activity that you can download from our Facebook page, and you can decorate it and help you celebrate this Palm Sunday. But before we go, why don't we say a prayer together? All right, let's do a repeat after me prayer. So fold your hands, bow your heads, and repeat after me. Dear Jesus, thank you that the rocks don't need to cry out on our behalf. We praise you for filling our hearts with so much joy and causing us to sing and shout your praises. Bless us this Holy Week and help us to praise you even in the storms. Let our joy be so great that we can't keep it to ourselves. Help us to share it with everyone we meet. In your name we pray. Amen. Have a great rest of your day.